Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today. We're going to talk with some folks who are coming to you from the One World Academy all the way from India, and we are hoping that you'll stay with us. Just a reminder that Tell Me Your Story comes your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live at richarddugan.com and newspress.com. We're rebroadcast on Sundays at atozen.fm, and we archive these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio shows page. So we encourage you to check out the website, and check out our links to our guests, because they're going to be able to give you more information about what we will talk about in the next hour or so. So we certainly hope that you will stay with us. We also want to let you know that we'd love to hear from you. We'd also like to have your input as to maybe some ideas for programs that you would like to hear, some ideas for concepts and paradigms and belief systems and healing work and whatever the case might be that fits into this genre of program. Please send me an email, richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com. We encourage you to do that. Well, the subject of today's program is suffering, or actually what I should say, it's the lack of suffering. There are many religious belief systems that promote the necessity of suffering in one's life. And the One World Academy teaches a little different slant on that. And we're going to talk with one of the faculty members of the One World Academy all the way from India. And we want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. And Prayasita, I believe, is how you pronounce your name. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, yes, Richard.
Prayasita, you are a faculty member. How long have you been involved with the One World Academy?
I have been involved with One World Academy over the last 3.5 years.
What drew you to the Academy?
What drew me to the Academy is the spirit of this work, which is about living without suffering, like you said. It is about inner freedom.
So then I can take it from your answer that you were suffering a great deal?
My spiritual journey began 17 years ago. And I have been through several challenges in my life. But what has inspired me to do this work is how I have seen people being touched and transformed by this work. I've worked with a lot of people, and I have seen what it has meant to them to live life without suffering.
How has your life been since you have adopted and adapted to the teachings of the One World Academy?
My life has been much more peaceful, much happier. I feel much more connected to people, to myself. And I feel responsible for my inner state of being. I know today that how I experience life, how I relate, what I do with my life, the vision I hold for my life, is a choice I have. And that it is always possible to experience happiness in every experience, in every relationship, in every moment. There is the possibility of joy. There is the possibility of love. And this choice, the awareness of this choice, has given me great freedom, has helped me bring about love in my relationships.
Now, you know that in the United States, one of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, gives us the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and not happiness, but we are given the freedom to pursue happiness. I have to wonder if if there's a little bit of a problem there in that the founding fathers didn't know what happiness was, so they figured, well, if you want to pursue it, you can pursue it, but you can never attain it. It sounds to me like the One World Academy has found a way for people to actually attain happiness.
Yes. To us, happiness or freedom is an inner experience. It is not so much about the external freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It is an inner experience. One World Academy, I would say, is a spiritual school, a wisdom school. To us, spirituality is the art of being able to free oneself from inner suffering. When there is no inner suffering, then there is freedom. There is peace, there is joy, there is love.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from, you know, both in a real world material sense, but also from a spiritual perspective. That what was it that you were born and raised into that apparently, I can only assume, did not serve you well at this point after 17 years of searching that led you to seek out the One World Academy?
I wouldn't say I was born into any extraordinary circumstance. My family was a very ordinary family. My life, just ordinary life. We have had our problems in relationships in the family. But when we attended the spiritual program 17 years ago, I could see the transformation that came in my family. And that touched me, that inspired me, because I could see the transformation, the power of healing, the possibilities that opened up in love, which inspired me to do spiritual work.
What kind of spiritual work were you doing?
Initially, work that centered around faith, around belief, belief in a higher authority, to help us be free of suffering. But then over a period of time, I discovered that it was not necessary to have a particular belief, a belief in a scripture, a belief in a higher authority, a belief in a ritual, in order to experience freedom. I realized that to experience freedom, what was necessary is awareness of our thinking. No kind of authority, no kind of dependence is necessary to experience inner freedom. And this I have experienced in my journey with One World Academy. The founders of One World Academy, Krishnaji and Preetaji, have inspired me with the way they have lived. I've been very inspired with the way they have dealt with their challenges. So this has taught me that I can be free of my suffering and that I can also help someone be free of their inner conflict and experience joy. That whoever you are, whoever we are, whoever, wherever we are from, it is possible for each one of us to experience joy, to experience happiness. Every one of us have the same equal opportunity to be happy.
It sounds like your family was involved with the academy long before you. Is that correct?
The family, we got involved together.
In together.
Yes.
But you've only been involved as a faculty member for the past 3 years. Is that correct?
Yes, ever since the beginning of One World Academy. One World Academy began about 3.5 years ago.
Okay. But the teaching is older than that.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us how the teaching came about?
Teachings are sourced in an experience that Krishnaji had about 3.5 years ago. It is sourced in his personal experience. The founders, they have had a spiritual background. But what One World Academy teaches is not what we've learned from other books, what we've learned from other religious systems. It is sourced in the personal experience of our founders. And we only teach people what we believe is the truth, what we have personally experienced, and what we feel can be experienced by anyone.
Is there a particular text or book that others can acquire without having to travel all the way to India to attend the One World Academy?
We have not yet released a particular book that stands as the core of our teaching. We, of course, have our website, oneworldacademy.com. But what we believe is in a total transformation of the being, a fundamental transformation in the way we think, which will translate into a transformation in the way we relate, in the way we respond to our life situations, in the destinies we create. And for this transformation to happen, we believe that an individual has to go through a process. It is not about reading a book, learning a few steps, practicing those steps, and then experiencing some instant happiness. It is a process of transformation. And for this process to happen, there are several insights, several processes, several inner journeys that are necessary. A lot of healing that must happen. A reflection into our relationships, a journey into the past. But these processes have to happen. That is why we focus on individuals participating and spending a week here at the One World Academy. Our program here at the One World Academy is called Freedom in Living. When people come here to participate in Freedom in Living, they go through a process.
Can you describe that process?
We build the Freedom in Living over a period of 7 days. The program begins with an inquiry into every individual's purpose of life. What is our purpose of life? What is our state of mind? What do we do when we are faced with a challenge? How do we deal with our suffering? How does our suffering impact our relationships? How does our suffering impact our work? What does it mean to live a life of love? What does it mean to love ourselves? What does it mean to feel connected to people around us? It begins with these questions, an inquiry into each one of these questions. And then we move on to insights. Insights that will help us understand the nature of life. Insights that will help us deal with our challenges. That will help us observe our thinking. And from the insights, we will then move into processes. Processes are a place where learning happens through experience.
Would you say that the One World Academy is bringing about the evolution of not necessarily religion, but of spirituality on the planet? Is this the next step in your perspective?
I definitely would say that. And I've seen it happening in the participants as they have come and participated in these programs.
In terms of your understanding today of the big picture, as far as the universe is concerned and your role and your part in it. How has that changed for you?
I realize that all of us are interconnected, that we are not separate, as we usually tend to believe, that our lives, our successes, our well-being is independent of each other. I see that we live an interconnected life, that our well-being is dependent on each other, and therefore it is our responsibility to not only live happily ourselves, but also help each other live happily.
So the concept that I have often shared with people that if God, whatever your concept may be, had deemed it necessary for each one of us to live solitary lives, there are certainly enough planets in the universe for each one of us to occupy it solo. But the reality is that all 7 billion of us and growing are here.
Yes.
And so it only stands to reason that we're here to work together.
Absolutely. Is there any moment that is really independent of each other?
There's no moment.
From the air we breathe.
Yeah.
The air we breathe. If not for the trees that were there outside of us, would it be possible for us to be breathing the air we breathe? We could say the trees are an extended part of our own lungs. Every moment of our life is a moment of interconnection. We suffer because we think we are separate. When we think we are separate, there is fear. There is the need to protect ourselves from each other. There is caution. There is fear. There is violence. There is division. The reality of our lives is that we are all interconnected. Every moment, each one of us, every experience, there's no thing that we own, no experience that we could have, which is independent of the rest of the universe. If we are living in such an interconnected universe, how could we ever live without reaching out to each other, without connecting to each other?
I'm not sure if you have heard the words of the new Pope, Pope Francis, the day after he was elected. He basically said that in this case, of course, the church, the Catholic Church, needs to reach out to the poor. But then he added, and the church needs to be poor. And that basically it's saying basically the same thing, that we are all part of we're all part of the wealth, but we're all part of the poverty too. We're all connected in that
respect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So what about relationships in your life in light of this newfound freedom that you have from suffering? And I know in talking with other members of the staff there that we're not talking about an obliteration, a complete annihilation of suffering in your life.
Yes.
But it certainly is far less than, and you're experiencing much more joy and happiness in your life than before. How has that enhanced the relationships that you establish now?
It has helped me bring much more awareness to my relationships. Because when I get hurt, it is much easier for me today to bring attention to my thinking and to ask myself what is more important to me. Is it important to me to be hurt, to blame? How many moments of my life am I going to lose in holding the other responsible for my happiness, in the disappointments I experience? Or am I going to live my life making love important? The choice seems to be becoming more clearer to me by the day. And it is easy for me to choose love. It is easy for me to choose happiness.
Now, you live, and in this case work, in what some might consider to be rather rarefied air. You are surrounded by others who are teaching as well as living these principles of the One World Academy. The rest of us, we don't have that luxury. Even those who would come there for a week's training end up going back to the same world that they left. And it has been shown over specifically when you talk about people going through, say, drug rehabilitation, that the place where they rehab is wonderful, again, the rarefied air. But the moment that they go back to the place where it all, so to speak, started, they tend to revert back. How does the One World Academy assist those returning to their world to maintain these principles?
I agree that living a life of awareness is much easier for me, because I live with people who are living in awareness, who are practicing it. That is a blessing. Participants who come here and get back to their work, get back to their families, may not have the same blessing. But just because we do not have people around us who are not practicing awareness, are we going to live in suffering? Is that a choice that we are going to make? It's simply because people around me suffer. People around me are not happy. I too choose not to be happy. That obviously is not a choice we would like to make in our life. If we really love ourselves, then we would gift ourselves the gift of happiness. Because that is a gift only we could give ourselves. Nobody else can give it to us. Inner freedom, happiness, and love is something that only we could give ourselves. And no matter where we are, what our challenges are, what our life circumstances are, it is our responsibility to choose happiness over every challenge. Participants who come here and go back can participate every month in conferences that we conduct. These conferences help them reconnect and strengthen their insights, their experiences. We take them through some insights and a meditation that helps them strengthen their processes, their journeys. And we're always available to them in case they need help and they would like us to help them, then we're always there for them. They could reach out to us.
Mm-hmm. So there is a support system available throughout the days and weeks following their return. And what,
yes, there is a support system.
And what kind of people are coming to the academy? I mean, it can't be inexpensive to fly to India, let alone to spend a week there. So I'm just wondering how could a person like myself even find the wherewithal to decide, hey, I want to go. How would I do that? Are there scholarships?
We do not provide scholarships right now. But we have had all kinds of people come here to the process, because when you know that happiness is important, when you make it a priority, you find a way, you find the means to come.
Mm-hmm.
But what we also encourage is for leaders to come. Leaders from various organizations, leaders from various fields to come. So they come here, learn the art, and take it back to their people. We encourage people to spread the message, to take it to their organizations, to their families, to their loved ones, to spread this message.
Well, I think that it's quite extraordinary work that the Academy is doing, and it's certainly something that we need to be looking at new ways of getting through and letting go of a lot of the old thinking and feeling in this case, in order for us to evolve as a species. That's kind of what I'm hearing here is that in addition to the evolution of spirituality for humans,
yes,
the human itself is evolving through this process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How can the human be separated from spirituality? How can we be separated? The individual's journey is the journey of spirituality. Our collective journey is the journey of spirituality.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you have any regrets leaving the old life behind? Was there anything in the old life that you wish you still had?
I don't think, because I don't think I have left behind anything.
Okay. I think that's something...
Go ahead. I cannot think of anything that I have left behind, really, in that sense. I have only gained. I've gained much more love, much more happiness. I don't think I have left behind anything.
It sounds to me like the process at the One World Academy does not ask you to leave things behind, because it's those things in your past that you have to go to and deal with in order to move forward into that freedom. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, it is. And at One World Academy, we are only interested in the inner experience. We want people to be more happy, to be more loving. That is our focus. That is our interest. Not with how they live their life, the do's and don'ts of life. We do not tell people what to do, how to live it. Our focus is inner happiness. And we believe that when we are happy inside, when we are loving inside, we would know what is right for our lives.
So as you've stated, if someone believes that they want more out of their lives, and the One World Academy is one of those ways that they feel they will find more of that freedom, more happiness, then the wherewithal, they will find the wherewithal to get to India in order to achieve that and have the happiness that they've been searching for probably for most of their lives. What would you say, is it primarily adults, or do you have children go through this program? It seems to me like children shouldn't have lived long enough yet to have had the kind of sufferings that they need to be set free from.
We do have students going through this program, and apart from the week-long programs that we have conducted at One World Academy, we've conducted several programs for students. Students, I would say, from the age 13 onwards. Because the experience of jealousy, the experience of fear, the experience of anger doesn't happen when we grow up into adults alone. It happens when we are young. A 4-year-old child knows what it is to get hurt. A 7-year-old knows what it is to experience fear. A 13-year-old knows what it is to experience jealousy. These experiences happen all the time. They don't wait until we are 30.
Mm-hmm.
And in our experience, we have seen that a child that is 13 years old is able to understand and apply these insights so he or she can free themselves from their inner disturbances and be more peaceful. To a child, it translates into fear of exams, into peer pressure, into comparison with friends, into being able to accept their own looks, their status in society.
So instead of looking at a child under the age of 13 as one who, though may have experienced certain levels of suffering, you do have to have a cutoff point.
Yes.
And 13 in this case is that. That the teaching is, or the principles basically teach that at that point, okay, it's it's sort of time to make a shift.
Yes, at that time we believe that it is possible. From that age onwards, we have seen that it is possible to bring more attention to one's thinking and make a shift. Yes.
Well, I think, again, that this is it's quite extraordinary what the Academy has to offer. I think that it's something that we in the West, you know, I know myself, I'm constantly searching for the ways to sustain happiness. And yet at the same time, there are those who tell me, well, yes, but if you didn't have sadness or suffering in this case, then you couldn't really yes. appreciate happiness. You really couldn't appreciate being joyful without the opposite. What is the perspective of the One World Academy in that regard, to that dualism?
Yes, because there is suffering, you recognize joy when it is there. We do agree with that. But it is not necessary that you experience suffering in order to experience joy. And how long would you like to live in suffering in order to be able to appreciate joy? An hour, a day, a month, a year? How long before you would say it is enough, now let me experience joy?
Well,
it's a choice each one of us has.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice each one of us has. Suffering is inevitable. The experience of suffering will come to each one of us. And it is because suffering exists in life that we know what joy is when it happens. Suffering will happen to each one of us. But how long do we want to suffer? The choice to be able to move out of suffering is in our hands. So are we going to suffer for 1 hour, 1 day, 1 year? How long before we say, this suffering is enough? Let me start living my life with joy.
Well, I think that, again, we have a lot to learn. We've been here such a short time on this planet as beings, and it just seems to me like somehow, some way, and that's sort of the direction I'd like to go when we come back from our break, the Academy has found at least one way to find a better way of living, a better way of being, and we're going to talk more with Prasita in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay with us.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and Prasita is my guest, and she is from the One World Academy. She's one of the faculty members, and we're talking with her about the One World Academy and the teachings, the practices, the process that goes on there to free oneself to live a happier life. And it's not a 100% freedom. It's not completely free from suffering. We're even with the teachings from the One World Academy, we're still going to experience suffering, right?
Yes.
But it's going to be diminished because we're going to have a better awareness of where that suffering is coming from, and we're going to be able to shift out of that suffering into happiness much quicker.
Absolutely.
Can you share with us about the teachings? Where did they come from?
The teachings are founded, are sourced in the personal experience of the founders.
And what has... Go ahead.
Yes, Richard. The search for freedom itself is not new. That has been the quest of man for thousands of years now. The quest for freedom, the quest for inner happiness. And the path has always been awareness. Whoever has experienced joy, whoever has experienced inner freedom, has in some way practiced awareness. At One World Academy, we help people to consciously nurture awareness. What we teach, what we believe, is not based on a particular religion or a particular scripture. It is based on our personal experience. And if you would ask us what is our path to freedom from suffering, I would say that our path to freedom from suffering is to resolve it by bringing conscious and total attention to our thinking. What we habitually do when we suffer is to either try to avoid it or to indulge in the same experience. Either way, we end up becoming more miserable, confused, and alienated within. And what do we mean by bringing attention to our thinking? For instance, let us take this experience of loneliness. If we were to observe ourselves when we feel lonely, we would see that the experience of loneliness is not so much about lack of company. We could sometimes be feeling lonely in the midst of people. What we usually tend to do when we are lonely is to involve ourselves with some work, try to find a person or an experience that will move us away from our loneliness. If instead of all this, we could bring our attention to the experience of loneliness itself. If we could bring our attention to our thinking, then we would see that loneliness is more because of confinement in thought. In loneliness, we have isolated ourselves from the other. Internally, we have isolated ourselves. We are involved in some inner disturbance which has made us build walls around ourselves. On reflection, we would be able to observe that when we are joyful within, we naturally feel connected to everyone around us. It is about bringing conscious attention to our thinking.
What is the, from your perspective, I mean, you've been living these principles for 17
yes.
years. Basically, until they were codified 3 years ago into what has become the One World Academy. And again, we've acknowledged the fact that you happen to, so to speak, reside in rarefied air in that respect, that you have the support system, the support team right there with you.
Yes.
But if someone were to leave the academy after going through the practices for the week-long intensive...
Yes.
How long do you think they would be able to last out in the real world, so to speak, before reverting back to their old ways? Is it that easy to shift right back into the old ways of doing things?
I would say how long they would remain in that experience is totally dependent on the individual.
Okay.
I have seen people make a shift and then continue. I have seen people revert back. It is not the world. It is not challenges. That is what we all believe. We believe given my life, given my challenges, given what I am going through, given the people that I live with, it is inevitable that I experience what I am going through. It is that fundamental belief that we challenge when you come here to the One World Academy. Is it necessary that because you face challenges, you inevitably suffer? Is it necessary that because people around you are tough? Is it necessary that because you live with people who may not understand you, that you experience loneliness within? It is that belief which is challenged. So how long you could continue to live in that place of happiness is entirely dependent on you. If you make happiness a priority, if we were to focus on it, then it is possible that you live a lifetime experiencing awareness. We do not want to make people dependent. It is about helping individuals understand awareness, practice awareness, so when they get back home, whatever the challenges they face, they be able to use it, practice it, and experience joy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so grateful for the fact that we've had the opportunity to speak with you and others at the One World Academy to find out more about what's available. And I guess it really does come down to it's not for everyone, because not everyone is going to want it. And if it is something that you do want, then all you have to do is go to the One World Academy website, which is oneworldacademy.com. And you can go through and look, check out the folks that are there, the facilitators, the faculty members, the principals, and so forth. And if this resonates with you, then you take the next step and find out, okay, when is the next class? How am I going to get there? And then you make the process happen for yourself. And the outcome, it sounds to me, Prayasita, is going to be a much more joy-filled and happier life. And you will then, I think, begin to bring to you those aspects that help you to live your life, life's purpose.
Absolutely, yes.
Before we go, I want to ask you a couple of, a few more questions. The first question is, who is Prayasita?
Who is Prayasita?
Yes.
Where is the question coming from?
The question comes from the same place the answer comes from, and it's whatever whatever you choose to answer that question with. I've had some people...
Prayasita is an experience that is arising from moment to moment.
I like that. And what or what do you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you are doing?
What I hope to achieve for myself is a life of happiness, a life of love, and to be able to help as many people as I can, to be able to live this life. Even if we could impact a few thousand people, who would in turn impact others around them, then I would feel very happy, very fulfilled.
Well, it puts to rest one of those old myths that I grew up with, and that is constantly being told that you cannot change other people. And I have found that that's not true, that you can change other people by changing yourself.
Yes.
And the final question...
Then that is not a guarantee... Sorry.
No, go right ahead.
Well, that is not a guarantee that people around you might change just because you change, but when you change, your life does change.
Yes.
And many times people around you could be impacted.
Absolutely. And the final question, how powerful are we?
How?
Yes, how powerful are we as human beings?
How powerful are we?
Yes.
In terms of our inner experience, we have the power to choose what we want to experience in every moment. In terms of our inner experience, I would say we have a total choice of how we would want to experience life, with what intensity, in which way. With regards to our situations outside, we are not all powerful, because every individual that lives along with us is equally powerful. So it is collective destiny.
Hmm.
We are creating certain situations, certain events in our life. People around us create certain situations. So it is our individual destiny and the collective destiny that goes forward together.
Hmm. Pricita, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program today. It's been a joy to talk with you and to learn more about the One World Academy. And we hope maybe one day to make it that far around the world.
That would be nice to have you here, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next Saturday at this same time, love, Talal.